proclamation number 4107 dated the August 19th, 1947. He that keepeth my commandments, to him I will come and manifest myself. Single quote. Let me speak to you in all places, at all times and in all situations of life, in joy and in suffering, in hardship and worry of body and soul, by turning your thoughts to me and desiring to hear my voice. And I will speak to you, and everyone who expects my communication shall hear me. For I have promised you that I will manifest myself to the one who loves me and keeps my commandments, who thus strives towards me and lives a life of love. Anyone who fulfills my commandment will also recognize my word. He will accept my revelations and be joyful in the knowledge that I am talking to him. The awareness of hearing words of love from me will make him happy. He will strive towards me even more sincerely and ever more longingly listen to my word in silence. He will open his heart to me and I myself will enter him. I will take abode in his heart. I will unite with him and remain in constant communication with him. This is the state every person on earth should strive for, to be in constant contact with me, to mentally establish this bond and, in blissful unity with me, to relish my flesh and my blood, that is, to accept the strength of my word. Once you have reached this state on earth, you can confidently consider yourselves as my children. You can come with every concern like a child to its father. You may know yourselves loved by me and need not be afraid or feel abandoned in any earthly adversity, for then I will constantly be with you. I will safeguard every step you take. I will guide and protect you and grant every wish you request of me in spirit and in truth. I will hear your call, regardless of how secretly it is being sent up to me. For I love those of you who have the will to come to me. And since I am connected to you by greater than great love, I will not allow you to go astray if, faced by a crucial decision, you don't know which way to turn. I will very gently push you towards the right path. I will take you by your hand so that you will not stumble. I will illuminate the path if it gets dark and you are no longer able to recognize it properly. And time and again you may be permitted to hear my voice, which intends to give you the assurance that I myself am with you. You should only look upon the earth as a stage of transition in order to achieve on it the degree which allows for my presence. However, once you have achieved this, you no longer need to fear anything of an earthly nature, for then you will be earmarked as aspirants for the spiritual kingdom and they will infallibly attain their goal. Consequently, don't be afraid of that which will still be imposed upon you in an earthly way, because it is only temporary and will just last a very short period of time, which you will no longer have to go through on your own, but in constant company with me you will also be protected from all harm. The hearts in which I have taken abode belong to me without fail, and I will never again let go of that which has become my possession, and this assurance should make your life easier to bear. You should believe it and always consider yourselves as my children who will safely return to their father's house under my guidance. Amen.